In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
All of us from time to time have that experience where we go to get something that we need, and we think it's in this place, and we go there, and it's not in that place. And panic ensues because we need this thing desperately. It could be our car keys, and it's time to go, and where are our car keys? And this diligent search follows based on that experience, because we have to find that thing that we have lost. It could be a form, it could be a letter that needs a response, it could be some document that needs to be put together in a packet. Whatever it may be, we all have had those moments where we find that experience, where something is lost, it's misplaced, and we desperately need to find it because it's important. And of all those experiences in life where we may have had those experiences, by far the most important of these is our relationship with God. Because ultimately, at some point in our life, we have that experience where we, in a sense, lose touch with God. The passions get the best of us, and we fall down in our sinful transgressions, and we find ourselves alienated from God. Or it could simply be from neglect, because we have become lazy in our spiritual pursuits of Him, and thus we have grown distant as we have failed to pray and read the scriptures and be at services and do the things that we know bring our heart closer to God. We've had these experiences in our life, but though God is never ultimately far from us, we feel that our Lord has been lost. We feel out of touch, that we've lost touch with Him and far from Him. But the good news is, despite the fact that we may have this experience from time to time, the good news is there's a remedy to that problem. Through repentance, we can restore our relationship with God. We can find God again, in a sense. Things like the sacrament of confession help us in this process, but it's that diligent searching after God, that seeking for Him, that pursuit of Him. It's through those actions, it's through those efforts that we can find Him once again in our life. It's that active pursuit that we need. And ultimately, it is that active pursuit that is what Great Lent is all about. It's reminding us that we need to pursue God, because from time to time we lose. And it's a reminder. It comes to us as a season to seek Him, to pursue Him, to make an effort to know Him, to love Him. And ultimately, all the Lenten labors that we undertake during this season are for that one purpose, to help us find God in our life once again. It's assisting us in that pursuit of Him. And it's through that pursuit that we will once again find God in our lives. We don't do these things to earn God's forgiveness, to earn God's love. God's love is constant. It's not about that. It's about our seeking Him. It's about our demonstrating our love by making an effort and pursuing Him and finding Him once again. And in this regard, the gospel text today helps to point us in the right direction of that pursuit. If we're going to pursue Christ, we need to go in the right direction, not the wrong direction. If Christ has set off on a course, we want to follow the course that Christ has already set off on. We don't want to go in the opposite direction and find ourselves missing Him altogether. And the gospel text directs us in that right course this morning. So if we want to understand what way Christ is going, we listen to the gospel text, and there's that clear directive as to where He is going. It reminds us the course that Christ is taking, and ultimately the course that all of us must take. Christ is headed, of course, to the cross. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Cross. And this is the course that Christ walked. This is the course that Christ is undertaking as we consider this time, as we approach Holy Friday. And it's for this reason that Christ ultimately came into this world, is to go the way of the cross. It is for this reason that Christ became man, to enter the world, to save the human race. It was all going toward the cross. The cross was that culminating point of our salvation. All of Christ's life, all of His ministry, was aiming for the cross. And the journey of Great Lent, ultimately, leads us to Holy Friday. It leads us back to Christ's crucifixion, that culminating point of our salvation. So if we want to follow Christ, Christ is on the course to the cross, and we have to likewise set our course to the cross. And we need to remember that the cross is a revelation of God's power. Again and again, the Apostle Paul returns to this theme that the cross, the humiliation of the cross, the sorrow of the cross, all these things that we think are negative, it is not negative at all. It is, he instructs us again and again, that it is the power of God demonstrated on our behalf. Because it is through the cross that Christ triumphs. Through his death, Christ annihilates death. And the sinless Lamb of God, as he takes upon himself the sins of the world, what does he do? He defeats the power of sin. It is through the cross that Christ secures salvation for the human race. And likewise, it is through the cross that we ourselves can experience that salvation. Through the cross, we can find eternal life. We can find that joy unspeakable. We can find that peace that passes understanding. It is through the cross that we ultimately can experience that power of God in our lives. But for us to experience these eternal blessings, we have to respond to that essential call of Christ that we hear so clearly, so plainly in the gospel text this morning. What does Christ call us to do? He says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow. We need to hear that, and we need to heed that, and we need to recognize that is a call for us today, and it is a call for us each day of our life. We must never forget that we are following the crucified Lord. Christ, the crucified one. Yes, we recognize he is risen. We heard hymns of the resurrection today because we always affirm he is risen. But we never forget the fact that he is the crucified Lord. And ultimately, we would recognize that there is no resurrection without the crucifixion. The resurrection is not possible without first him undergoing the crucifixion. It is through the cross that Christ secures the victory. And ultimately, we could even say in relationship to God that we cannot ultimately know the risen Christ if we are unwilling to know the crucified Christ. It's not that the crucified and risen Christ are two people, but it's simply we cannot know him in the fullness and in the power of his resurrection if we're unwilling to know him in his state of being crucified and undergoing that ourselves, taking up our cross and dying to self. Today, our call is to take up that cross, to die to self. We're to take up the cross in a variety of ways and consider the variety of ways that we take up the cross. We take up the cross as a trophy of triumph, affirming what Christ has done for us through the cross. We take up the cross to identify with Christ because it is the cross that our crucified Lord ascended. We take up the cross as a reminder of our salvation, that this is the basis of our salvation. And we take up the cross in that very personal issue of discipleship, laying down our life, dying to self, giving our life, laying it at Christ's feet. We take up the cross in solidarity with our crucified Savior. He died for us, and we must die with him. Of course, all of us do this initially in our baptism. We die with Christ in our baptism. And baptism isn't to be repeated, but this experience of dying with Christ is. That's the first and starting point, but it is to happen daily as we take up our cross and die to self. And if we want to be raised with Christ, we have to undergo that death with him. If we want to partake of the fruits of the resurrection, if we want to partake of the power of God that is available to us, we have to first take up the cross and die to ourselves. The cross is indeed a demonstration of God's power. It was true as Christ triumphed over sin and death and the evil one. But it is also true, even down to this present day and hour, the cross is a demonstration of God's power as we embrace it in our practical lives. As we learn that experience of dying to self, God's power is revealed. Look carefully at Christ's final words in the gospel text today. He says, some of you standing here will not see death until you see the kingdom of God come with power. You read the context of the passage and it almost seems like, wait, has he shifted gears here? Is he going on to a new subject? But there is a connection here. And we have to understand the connection of Christ concluding with these words. Certainly the historical reality, these words of Christ were fulfilled as those that were standing there would see the fullness of God's kingdom come in the crucifixion that would follow and the resurrection that would follow. Many of those who heard his words recognized these realities and saw the fullness of God's kingdom, God's power come through these events and come to them as well. But in a similar fashion, as we hear this text today, we are to reflect upon how it applies to our lives as well. Because we don't see the historic, we're not there historically to see the crucifixion and resurrection, but it is that same power of God's kingdom that is still revealed today through the principle of the cross. The power of God is demonstrated as we die to self, as we take up the cross as our own. The fullness of God's kingdom, the power of God's kingdom is revealed in those moments. You see, the cross yields the fruit of the power of God's kingdom. When we embrace the cross of discipleship, we too can witness God's power, His kingdom come with power in our lives. Many of us struggle through life in our various struggles, and certainly there is an extent to which the experience of following after Christ involves struggle. But sometimes we struggle needlessly because we are, in a sense, taking up hand tools to do a task, to build our life, so to speak, when there is a whole power source, the power of God that is available, and a whole tool shed full of power tools that are available to us to get the job done. And we sit there with our handsaw and our hammer, and we work laboriously over and over, making very little progress, getting frustrated. The reason we're frustrated is because we need to tap into God's power. We need to recognize that power is available to us, and all we have to do is plug in a saw and plug in, you know, a nail gun and so forth, and the job gets done much more efficiently. God doesn't expect us to struggle needlessly in the moments of our life. He doesn't expect us to solve all the issues of our life. We have to tap into His power. He wants to walk to those places with us and give us His power and work through us in our lives to solve the struggles of our life. God's power is released to us when we embrace the cross, when we recognize, I'm not going to live my way, but Your way, Lord. As Christ said in the garden, not my will, but Your will be done. We have to live our life in such a way, Lord, not my will, Your will be done. I lay my life at Your feet. Lead me as you would direct me in the path that You would have me go. And it's by that experience of laying down our life. So it's experience moments of taking up the cross and dying to self. It's in those moments where God's power begins to be revealed and tapped into by us. We cannot know God unless we're willing to do that. It's the only way that we tap into God's power. It's through the cross. It's through that experience of dying to self, following Christ, the crucified one. Christ can certainly be found. If we are experiencing that in our life where we feel that we've lost touch with God, recognize that all of your labors are not in vain, that the effort of Great Lent really does lead us to an experience where we can find Him once again in our life. And if we're willing to deny ourselves in that process, we certainly can find Christ. So let us take up the cross today, affirming its power, affirming its triumph. But likewise, let us also take up the cross of discipleship, knowing that it is a cross that I must bear, and die to self. Because if we do these things, then we too can see God's kingdom come to us with power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.